o'clock.
Margo, we've been promising since 5:30 to...
the big breakfast budget edition.
Budget edition, although we haven't really spoken
You've
seriously.
You've done nothing but take it take not seriously, Marto. And it is serious and it does affect lots and lots of people.
But it's very difficult
to Australia.
It's very difficult to understand the budget. That's why...
Triple M's Dummy's Guide to the Budget.
Oh, dear.
And look who we've got. Scott Phillips from Motley Fool Money Podcast, available on the listener app. Hi, Scott.
Morning, guys. I know I love the fact that you want a dummy's guide. You ask a dummy, so I'm here to help.
No, mate, you understand dummies. That's what we mean.
Scott,
that's
you know what you're talking about. You, I'm sure, watched it very intently. Marto only watched 40 minutes of it so he could make a mockery of the budget. What do we need to know? Is it a good budget or is it an okay budget?
Well, that's a great question. Look, the good news is it's going to help the economy continue to recover from COVID. So that's the good news. And there's also quite a bit of cash being splashed around. So many of our listeners will get some more money or get some more benefit out of that budget. Those things are all good. Question marks around how much deficit, how much debt is okay. At the moment, we're planning to rack up more than $1.2 trillion worth of government debt in a few years' time. So, look, you know what? It's one of those things where it's all about short-term gain, potentially long-term pain, but we'll see how it rolls out.
So we don't have to worry about that because that's something that generations to come will have to pay off. So as long as we get our money now. Hey, Scott.
Can I just check? Because interest rates are so low, is it true that our debt might be enormous, but the money we're repaying is less than it used to be on a smaller debt?
Yes, that's absolutely true. House prices are the equivalent, right? House prices go up. Our repayments actually haven't changed as a percentage of income, believe it or not, for most people, even though the prices go through the roof because of those rates. Two things. The first is eventually rates will move. Secondly, the debt has to be at least substantially paid back, not necessarily paid off, but substantially paid back. So someone's going to have to put their hand in their pocket. It's like an interest-only loan, right? You can't leave it there forever. You're going to have to eventually pay the piper. That $1.2 trillion or a large chunk of it's got to go back into the back to the banks at some point, and we're going to have to pay for it as taxpayers.
Can you find any problems with the budget?
Look, I think that's the biggest one I've got. Honestly, it was a really good budget. Look, a couple of good things. First thing, for low and middle income earners, they're keeping the $1,080 that was supposed to finish at the end of June this year. So $1,000 everyone's kicked they wouldn't have otherwise got next year. That's really good. Superannuation is now going to be paid to everybody when they earn money. Originally, there was a $450 a month minimum. If you earned less than that, the boss said, no super for you, and didn't have to. Now that's gone away. Everyone has to be paid super. So those are really, really good things. The debt is probably my biggest concern, quite honestly. I think, you know, this is a massive spending budget when the economy is already likely to be in a really good shape by Christmas. They're saying less than 5% unemployment by that point. Growth is going to be 4.5% or 4.75%. So really good results economically. I don't think they need to go this hard. Of course, this is a pre-election budget, so it's all going to be viewed through that prism as well.
If you think about our listener, Scott, who would you say stands to benefit and what?
Yeah, cool. So low and middle income earners absolutely are $1,000 better off than they would have been. Now, not $1,000 better than this year, but that tax rate was going to go away. So you get to keep that money, so you're not going to be better off, but you're not going to be worse off than which was originally planned. That's a positive. Low income earners absolutely doing well. If you're a single parent and you're looking to buy a house, this is really important as well. The government is going to guarantee your lender's mortgage insurance. You're only going to need a 2% deposit rather than the 5 or 10 you might have otherwise needed. So that's a really good thing for single parents struggling to get their own home. That's a really positive one as well. Lots of money for roads, including some in Queensland. So up to $10 billion being spent on roads. It's one of those things you don't ever feel really richer because they spend money on roads.
Yeah.
But freight corridors from Mungindi to Charters Tower, for example, $400 million going to improve that, upgrade that. So lots of individual improvements as they do in these sort of budgets.
They're probably
the major ones.
Lots of our listeners would use daycare. That copped a pretty good fee in the budget.
Yeah, this is huge. This was pre-announced, obviously, before the budget was out on Saturday when they wanted to maximise the news cycle. For second and subsequent children, the government will pay 95% of childcare costs, which is awesome. So not for the first one. If you've got two kids, you're still going to pay up for the first one.
Yeah.
But this is really, really important. So it takes pressure off the household budget. It also hopefully gets parents back to work who want to be at work. So that's normally mum, let's be honest, but maybe dad who's staying at home because childcare is too expensive. That'll get paid for by the government, and that lets you get back to work if you want to do that. So that's a really positive one as well.
Okay, we've got a lot of tradesmen just hopped out of their utes right now. I see where, is it 100% of any machinery you buy is able to be written off? So there'll be a lot of our listeners trading up out of their Triton into a Ram. Would that be correct?
Mate, grab yourself a Ram, grab yourself a rugged Hilux, knock yourself out.
They'll be getting more expensive utes and stuff.
Good luck trying to get one, though.
At least a new one. So this is a positive one. So they call it an early asset tax write-off. You'll hear the language. Yeah. Ignore that. Effectively, what it means, in the past, if you bought a big piece of kit, you had to basically, you got the tax deduction over 3 or 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Now the tax deduction all comes up front. So you get to write the whole thing off in year one. That'll mean plenty of people out there shopping, as you say, when the cars actually get back into the showrooms, you can go and grab one and write it off straight away.
So that's to encourage them to all spend money.
Yep, exactly. They want to, they basically, and this is obviously not just for Hiluxes or Rams, it's also for things like, you know, office equipment, furniture, you know, computers, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's basically trying to get money flowing through the economy, and also realizing to some degree that, you know, the tax write-off over years was kind of just an accounting thing that had ended up in the tax system. The money spent, you know, the money spent, I know the money spent. It's not unreasonable to say, well, if it's spent, it's a tax deduction. That seems pretty straightforward. So for small or medium businesses, you can do it straight away.
Scott, they seem to forget about the ladies' last budget, but they've remembered to put us in for this one. What does it mean for women?
Do you think there was almost an election coming, wouldn't you? The government's got a women problem. Look, this is good across the board. So we've already mentioned the childcare stuff, which is ostensibly about kids and families, but we know most impactful of women. And again, single parents, apparently 200,000 women likely to benefit from the 2% minimum deposit required now. So those are both positive. Support for domestic violence services, of course, that's really important. So the government desperately trying to get themselves back on the right foot. And I think the right things, of course, those three things are all really positive for women and important things the budget does, and that's a great result out of last night.
Thank you for that dummies guide. Scott Phillips from Motley Fool's Money for the latest in finance and investing news. Grab the Motley Fool Money podcast on the Listener app. Thank you, Scott.